Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
And here we go, Digital Adele back with another Hoops Profile Beyond the Backboard podcast for you with my co-host, Matt Hanifin. How sleepy are you, Matt?
I'm very tired. But hey, man, the draft is one day away. We're almost 24 hours. It's like 26 hours or something like that at the time we're recording this. Again, as I said yesterday, I'm very, very, very just excited, and I'm waiting for the draft. I'm waiting for these shoes to drop. I'm waiting to see where these prospects will, you know, begin their NBA careers. I'm pumped and I'm ready for it. Yeah, let's jump into it.
Absolutely. We're 26 and a half hours away. You forgot that half hour that we're on right now. but we're close.
Whatever.
We're very close.
Whatever.
For the audience out there, I may sound a little different. I may look a little different because there's not a big microphone on my face. We're testing out our microphone for NBA Summer League. I bought a pair of wireless microphones for me and Matt to use when we go out there. So our setup will be a lot easier to use and sound a lot better than just recording off of a cell phone. So that's what I'm using today. I'm not sponsored. It's not an ad. But that's just what we're using. Today, we're going to do our final mock draft of the season. And we've been thrown some monkey wrenches. We've been thrown some wild stuff. There were some trades that went down today. There was a trade. CJ McCollum is no longer a New Orleans Pelican. Jordan Poole, the unserious basketball player that he is no longer a Washington Wizard. I mean, there is some stuff happening. Now, this does take away from my draft night excitement because I said there was going to be a ton of trades. They just started a little earlier, so hopefully there's more to come. But this does change a little bit things, a few things, Matt. Let me make this full screen real quick. So we're using Real GM again. This time, I'm going to select the right players and not the wrong.
I was going to say, let's not mess this up this time. I'll try my best to notice. Because I know it took me a little bit last time. Once we got to the end of the first, early second, that's when kind of things went off the rails. So
pick 46, I believe it was, is when things were like way off. I was picking like, I don't know, players that weren't even still in the draft. Like, it was bad. But we're going to make this happen. The first overall pick in the draft, is it anybody other than Cooper Flagg, Matt?
No, it is not. I think, before we start this, just so there's some more clarity, are we doing odds and evens again? I think I was evens last time.
Okay, you can go first.
Cooper Flagg, thank you.
Oh, that was tough. I'm glad we discussed go odds and evens. All right.
I forgot to discuss that with you pre-show.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, we're very professional and buttoned up around here. Don't worry about it. But yeah, Cooper Flagg of the Dallas Mavericks will go number one as a surprise to no one. Just like Dylan Harper's going to go number two to the San Antonio Spurs. Are they getting Giannis, Matt Hanifin?
No. Is Giannis going anywhere? Like, if we're...
Probably not. Probably.
Windhorst said a couple weeks ago that it's... I know I'm paraphrasing when I say this, but something of the ilk that he's staying, and it just felt like they went wildly under the cover because of who the player is. Obviously, there's still plenty of time left in the offseason. Minds can change, whatever, but I'm not even sure he's leaving at this point, so I don't think the Spurs are getting Giannis Antetokounmpo.
And he stopped tweeting. He was on like a Kevin Durant, Kevin Love epic string of tweets where he was interacting with people. And then he just quit right after that report.
Higher up my board if he's tweeting.
That's right.
Higher than he, what is he? Probably the second best player in the NBA, third best player. Higher. No,
higher. That's right. But don't forget to like and subscribe. Leave us comments about the draft picks we're picking on YouTube. We are recording this from Hoops Profiles playback channel at the moment. More to come at the end of the show on June 25th's draft at 8 p.m., where we're going to be streaming that from playback.tv/5RSN, where you'll join us there. But so we're taking Dylan Harper, since there is no trade likely incoming for Giannis Antetokounmpo. Matt, you're up again. Philadelphia 76ers with the third pick. Will they make a trade?
I don't think so.
See, this is where I disagree. I think they do.
They could.
I think somebody trades up to get Ace Bailey.
I don't remember who the report, where the report came from today, but it was unlikely that Philadelphia is going to take Ace Bailey. So
they're not.
I.
It's going to be VJ Edgecombe.
I was going to say I trade with Charlotte, and that's who I'm taking, VJ Edgecombe.
Well, how about that, Matt Hanifin? I do think there's going to be a trade. I think Washington trades up, gets Ace Bailey, appeases his big ego. The Charlotte Hornets, who said they've had trouble getting prospects wanting to visit. I mean, it's been reported that no one wants to play with LaMelo Ball.
Tough.
Yeah, definitely tough. I don't see how you pass on Trey Johnson. Heatcast West says, "What's up?" on playback. What's up, man? How's it going? So I'm taking Trey Johnson, which I feel bad for him because he has to play with LaMelo, for the Charlotte Hornets.
Here's another thing on the Ace Bailey thing.
Yeah.
Why would you be incentivized to trade up for someone who hasn't worked out with you? If it wasn't it'd be different if you were outside the top 10 or, outside the top 15. But if you're a team like Utah at five, why would you be incentivized to move up? You're getting one of those three or four guys anyway. Like, is Ace Bailey that much better than them? We think no, but do they really think that?
I don't know, man. He's a walking red flag at this point. Like, Ace Bailey is a great talent, but you're talking about somebody that said they have no weaknesses, and then they shut down workouts talking about, I don't want to go to your team unless I have a path to stardom.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. That's a lot.
I hope you like Utah, Ace, because that's where you're going in this mock draft.
And then at Rutgers, they were 15-17 with two of the top three talents in the draft, allegedly. It's tough.
I was talking to my dad earlier today, and he's not someone who watches he watches college basketball, but not like religiously or anything like that. And he was just like, yeah, I was looking at something yesterday and I saw like two Rutgers guys in there. He's like, I don't even know who those guys are. I've never seen them play. They weren't in the tournament or anything. I was like, yeah, they were not very good at all.
No, They weren't, man. Their supporting cast was pretty terrible, but
yeah.
But still, like him and Harper didn't really mesh well together either. They kind of took turns playing ISO ball. Heat cast West says, "I'm doing great. Get ready to crash out whenever we draft Walter Clayton Jr." He's talking about the Miami Heat. And he says, "What we said about Colin Murray Boyles also applies. The ace, 6'7", no bounce, and decent shot diet."
Ace is an efficient shooter.
I can't agree with all of that. But I do agree with the fact that he's 6'7". He has a poor shot diet, but he's an elite, tough shot maker. He actually has better handles than people have been giving him credit for. He's got more bounce than people give him credit for. And he'll block some shots, too. He's decent at that.
Are we sure he's 6'7"? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, he's shrinking again. Matt Hanifin has him shrinking again. So who are you picking? Ace Bailey?
Yeah, Ace Bailey. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. The sixth pick, the Washington Wizards. I feel they're taking Ace Bailey or Trey Johnson. We're not making trades in this mock draft, so there's not really a way we can accomplish this.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think the Wizards are moving up to take Ace Bailey. Like, that's what I think is going to happen.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they traded away Jordan Poole. And the only reason they trade away Jordan Poole is if they think somebody's going to fill that volume of shot taking on their team. Bob Carrington's
good. My question
is, he's not doing it. Go ahead.
No, finish your thought.
Well, Bob Carrington's good, but he's not taking that many shots. Bilal Coulibaly is not taking that many shots. Sar's not. So I just don't see them replacing that many shots or that type of volume scorer without having a guy in mind to replace him with. What were you going to say, Matt?
No, I was just going to say, like, I don't know why New Orleans did that. I mean, like, it's not like Jordan Poole's contract is crazy. It's only him and Sadiq Bey have the same length in terms of their contract. Just one more year more than both McCollum and Olynyk, who are expiring contracts. But, like, what's the point? Like, why are you, like,
I'll tell you the point, Matt. Last year, when Jordan Poole was on the floor, the players didn't develop. They didn't play well together. He just shot the ball every time he touched it. When he was off the floor, they played well together. They were developing. The offense looked way more fluid. It's about development of the younger players. That's why they did it.
No, I'm talking about for New Orleans.
Oh, I know why for Washington. New Orleans.
Well, yeah, New Orleans got, or I mean, Washington got, you know, they McCollum and Olynyk, who are expiring contracts, who can help space the floor for them. And to your point, don't impede development.
Correct. They're not going to impede the development of the young guys. But in our scenario, since Trey Johnson and Ace Bailey are off the board and we're not doing trades, we're going to have the New Orleans Pelicans take Con Knipple. Actually,
that was the Wizards pick.
Oh, that's right. It's the Wizards pick. Yeah, this is the perfect Wizards pick then. Con Knipple, you are a Washington Wizard. There you go. You're up, Matt. You're the New Orleans Pelicans on the clock.
I will go with Jakachonis.
Ooh, Kasparis. I like it. They need somebody to be able to play make and facilitate and have the ability to knock down some outside shots. I like it. Just pulling up my big board here. Did we miss anybody? No, we didn't miss anybody.
No. All right.
Drafting Kasparis. The Brooklyn Nets, who I also think may be open for trading on draft night. They're on the clock. I think you just take Jeremiah Fears and call it a day, to be honest.
Yeah, I agree.
They need somebody that can run the show.
Yep, 100%.
Heat cast West on playback says, don't send my Caucasian son to the doomed franchise. He can't handle the Cajun spice and the Pelican curse. I don't even know what that means. But I'll take Jeremiah Fears. The Toronto Raptors are on the clock, and I kind of think I know who you're picking for them.
Wait, hold on. Okay. There's between a couple of guys, actually. Do I want to go different for the sake of being different?
Well, it's the final big board, so just be who you think they'd take.
Yeah, well, if I tried to get in Masai Ujiri's brain and...
It would break?
We would go off the rails with who he would take. It'd be like Jaeger Demon. It's just like, wait, what? I will go Kaman Malawach.
That's pretty much what I thought it would be. Fits their need. They need a big that's going to be able to grow into their role. I like it. And he'll play well beside Mogbo. Do you think they keep Jakob Poeltl? Do you think they end up trading him?
I've seen rumors that they're going to try to extend him, so I think they're going to keep him.
Wow.
That's but I crazy. Think Kaman can still, you know, function there.
Yeah, for sure. And it's good to have a power rotation these days. The Houston Rockets are on the clock. Wait, somebody said breaking news. Hold on. Let's check Twitter real quick.
Nothing on my end.
Greg said, this is a Discord thing, so I'm not sharing it yet. We'll get to that heatcast. Yeah, we'll get to that heatcast. Don't scare me like that. I thought there was like a breaking news story or something.
Terry Rozier's been traded.
Terry Rozier. Oh, that's right. Is it my birthday? The Houston Rockets are on the clock at 10 with newly acquired Kevin Durant. Do they still have their 10th pick? How did they pull that off?
No, it's Phoenix now.
That's what I thought. So this isn't updated. I can't believe this isn't updated.
You could probably manually do it, can you?
Real GM is slacking, dude. Yeah, I could probably trade. Can I make a trade? Hold on. How do I trade the pick?
Well, maybe not.
No, I can't trade the pick. Real GM sucks. let's see. If I click on this, is this going to take me out of the draft? If I click Houston Rockets? Undo last pick. Can I make a trade?
Oh, hey, wait. Now there's actually breaking news.
What's happening, man? What's going on?
There's a three-team trade that involves Kristaps Porzingis to the Hawks.
Whoa! Dude, this whole mock draft is pointless. It changes everything.
Well, no, okay, so yeah. Three-team trade, Boston, Atlanta, and Brooklyn. So no Miami. Terrence Mann and Atlanta's 22 pick is going to the Nets. And the minivan, Georges Niang, is heading to Boston.
Wow, we got to deal with that crap.
That's tough, man. Boston just traded Kristaps Porzingis for the minivan. And a second-round pick. That's tough.
Him and Kyle Anderson are going to have a slow-off again.
You want to talk about selling low on Kristaps Porzingis and really trying to get off money?
Yeah, that's tough, real low.
That's tough.
You talk about the ripple effects of the Tatum injury? That's the ripple effect of Tatum's injury right there. Because they know they're not going to be able to compete next year, and they're just dumping money. They're like, get this money out of here. Get this money out of here.
Oh, man, that's hilarious. Thank you, Brad Stevens. I thought the Simons trade was better, though.
Yeah. Not too fam says, Shams with the nuke, holy!
Well, hey, listen, maybe he cast Wes as just Shams Charania before. Like, maybe he's just sending Shams.
Shams' burner? I think that's his burner. This is Shams' burner. He's in our playback right now. Shams' burner is here, everybody. If you are Shams and you got the dough, man, hit us with a power chat.
No, Yeah, he's just like sending Shams the news about Kristaps Porzingis. He's like, guys, I have breaking news. It's not out yet, but
that's right. He sends Shams the breaking news. That's right. Celeste D says KP has a knee issue. Of course, he would cost nothing. I beg to differ on the it would cost nothing. I mean, he's still KP.
His value is lower, but they wanted to salary dump that after only shaving $5 million.
Yeah, it's a ripple effect of the Tatum injury, is what it is.
Yeah. Anyway.
On to our mock draft. It doesn't mean anything because now picks are traded and people are traded and this order is all messed up.
That's fine.
I really want to see if I... Oh, I can't. God dang it. I messed up, bro.
No, you got it.
Oh, I was just trying to see if I could change the team, but it won't let me. So we're pretending this is Phoenix?
Yes. We'll have to create that disclosure when we tweet this.
Who's Phoenix picking? Is it on me?
Is it my pick?
No, it's on me. Oh, God. Phoenix has...
I know exactly the route I want to go from Phoenix, but I'll let you pick.
So Phoenix still needs a point guard, right? Who did they get back? I forget. They got Jalen Green, so they got Booker Green. They have...
Dylan Brooks.
Ew, Dylan Brooks. So they need a wing of the future. Who do they have for a center?
Nick Richards.
Nick Richards. Let me consult my big board.
I know exactly who I want to go here, if I'm Phoenix. But you're the man. You're the GM. You're Brian Gregory for a day.
If I'm Brian, they need a point guard, dude. But they don't.
Pick a Michigan State guy. Do it for the meme.
I'm not picking the Michigan State guy. I was kind of going to pick Thomas Sorber because he's the best value. But I don't think they're going to pick him.
That's who I would have picked.
I know. That's what I'm saying. But I don't think they would.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages. Hey Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
That's my question. Do you think they're comfortable with Jalen Green and Booker handling the ball that much?
I would not be, but...
That's
even
my
if
point.
You get a point guard, hypothetically, I don't think they're taking many reps away from those two guys.
No, they're not taking reps away, but they can play together. I don't think Dylan Brooks is necessarily the guy that has to be in the lineup, even though he is your only defensive piece.
Yeah.
If I'm taking a guy that I want to develop, though, I'm probably going to take Rashear Fleming to replace Dylan Brooks as a player of the future to put in his 3-point shooting with both of those guys, I think would be outstanding.
Is that who you're taking?
Yeah, that's who I'm taking. It's going to be Rashear Fleming, which I have to now go find. And this is where everything went awry last time. All right, Rashear Fleming. Come on down. Oh, I guess it's my last name first. There he is, St. Joe's own. We got him. Heatcast Wave says, Rashear Fleming to Phoenix, they don't deserve such a blessing in their life. The Portland Trailblazers are on the clock.
Now that they don't have Anthony Simons and they have Drew Holiday, do I think they keep Drew? I think there's a chance, but I can't say that for certain.
And you still got Scoot.
They've built a pretty kind of fun defensive identity with Drew, with Kamara, with Klingon.
Denny Abdia.
I'm gonna go Jace Richardson.
That's an interesting pick. That seat for Scoot Henderson's getting awfully warm.
I think that's I'm losing scoring. And it's a lot of small cards, so maybe I shouldn't have made that pick, but I'm sticking with my gut.
Matt Hanifin fired Joe Cronin still has a job, Matt. You're safe. The Chicago Bulls with the 12th pick. This is perfect spot for Thomas Sorber.
100%, dude. 100%.
Perfect spot. Perfect spot.
No questions asked.
Yeah, not at all. Not thinking twice about it. The Atlanta Hawks with the 13th pick are on the clock.
Can you scroll down?
Wait, what just happened with that trade? Now I forget.
It's later in the round that it affects it.
Okay, later in the round. Okay.
It's the Nets got the 22nd pick. And so now, okay, I didn't even think about this. They have 5 first-round picks now.
They're trading. Brooklyn's trading up, dude. They're trading up.
They have to be. They have.
Yeah, they're trading up.
It would be crazy to use all 5 of those, dude.
Yeah, it'd be nuts, man. It would be absolutely nuts.
So the Atlanta Hawks.
The fighting Trae Youngs.
I am going to go Asa Newell.
I like it, dude. Wait, but didn't they just get a big?
What do you mean?
In that trade.
Hold on. Yeah, they did. Hold on. I take that back. I haven't sent it the card yet. Yeah, they got Kristaps. I didn't even think about that. Good call out.
My addled brain works sometimes. Just not all the time.
I prefaced the show by saying I was very tired. So okay. I'm gonna go Ben Seraph then.
Oh, some Trey Johnson insurance. Not Trey Johnson, Trey Young insurance.
Yeah, Trey Johnson insurance.
Listen, I got Trey Johnson on the brain, dude.
You're white whale.
That's right. Ben Seraph, come on down. The box is checked by his name, and away we go. San Antonio Spurs have picked 14. No Thomas Sorber, which is sad, but this guy that I'm going to put next to Victor Wembanyama could really work out for him and for the Spurs. Derek Queen, you are a San Antonio Spur.
Hold on, give me.
Matt Hanifin had to puke because I picked Derek Queen. It's okay, guys. He'll be all right. Salas D says the Hawks will draft Neek Clifford. I really don't think that's the case. But I could be wrong. I could be wrong. I like Neek, but I got Neek like at 18. He's 18th on my big board.
So you went Derek Queen. Sorry, I had to type something in a different chat.
Worries, man. We know you're a man of many places and many talents.
The Oklahoma City Thunder.
They could go. This would be a
petrifying spot for Neek Clifford. Do I want to do it?
That'd be awesome.
I
want to
do it.
Or Carter Bryant.
Yeah, he's more developmental. They could do it, though. They know how to develop.
Yeah, I'll say.
I am going to go Nate Clifford.
Whoa, bold choice. He's ready to contribute right away. The Memphis Fighting Eternals. Ja Morant, Scottie Pippen Jr. They got Jaren Jackson Jr., Zach Edey, Sandy Aldama. They got Jalen Wells. I think they can upgrade though. This is actually tough. Let's see. Could you put Danny Wolf and Zach Edey together?
Oh, Jesus.
It could work.
I don't know, dude.
Actually, Cedric Cowherd would be perfect for them.
Oh, I love that pick.
Yeah, Cedric Cowherd would be perfect.
I already know who I'm picking.
Send it in.
Asa Newell.
Oh, I forgot Asa was on the board. Asa and Edey would have been nasty, too. That's a good pick for them. They need front court players on cheap contracts, too. At 18, is this still the Wizards pick? I think it is.
Yes. Hold on, let me double check the trade. Yeah, Jesus. Because I'm sure more details have been released if those weren't the full details.
Yeah.
Let's see. Come on. Work for me, Twitter. Yeah, it's still their pick.
So I'm picking a big, and I'm going Danny Wolf.
It's a good pick.
Danny Wolf, Sar, Bub. I think they're trading up for Ace Bailey, though. So none of this may happen.
I'm Brooklyn at 19. Jeremiah Fears was the first pick.
Yeah, Jeremiah Fears, I believe, was their first pick. While you're deciding, Stephen Fine says at 18, I would have selected either Joan Behringer or Noah Penda. Both can help defensively and contribute in some on offense as well. You're way too high on Noah Penda. Way too high. Joan Behringer is a project as well. Go ahead.
I went with Carter Bryant.
Ooh, I like it. He'll definitely get a lot of opportunity there. The Miami Heat, the 20th picker on the clock. Lots of options. Will Riley, Walter Clayton Jr.
Colin Murray Boyles,
all the hits, guys.
Noah Awesome Gay.
Who quit early on his team. This board couldn't have broke worse than before, and it did.
I don't know about that. There's one player who I see who
Nolan Troy is there. Nolan Troy is there. So I'd probably take Nolan Troy. You are Miami Heat. You're going to run the show for us. Nolan freaking Chirore.
The forward.
According to Real GM, he's a forward. That's right. 21st pick, Utah Jazz.
We want to call Ace Bailey. Ooh, this feels like you're swinging for upside. I will go. Do I want to do this? I'll go Joan Behringer. Why not?
Well, I like the upside play with Joan. I like Joan a lot. I'm high on him. The Atlanta Hawks, they're not on the clock anymore, right?
No, that's Brooklyn now. What a Brooklyn. 17,000 picks, dude. Here, I have a different screen where I'm doing this, but I can trade the pick. So I'm going to – hold on. Let's see if I can actually do this.
Danny says – Danny on YouTube says, there's a young player named Ben Seraph. He plays for the Ulm team. His team's competing for the German championship. One of the best in the team. Danny, we love Ben Seraph around here. On Hoops Profile, we talk about him a lot.
Oh, I don't know. Are we doing a two-round mock, or is this just one round?
Let's just do one. Let's just do okay. The top.
So Danny, the 36 pick just for
future reference.
Yeah, future reference.
Matter of fact, we could do the second round. We'll just go quick. We'll go rapid fire. Danny, don't forget to like and subscribe. Everybody out there watching too, be like Danny. Comment, like, and subscribe. So who are you picking at 22, man?
Ooh, okay. So I went with... So Brooklyn was Jeremiah Fears, and who'd we pick last time? Carter Bryant. I am going to go with... Ooh.
I know who I think the Hawks would pick here, but I don't know who Brooklyn would.
I am going to go with Adu Thoreau.
Oh, the bull in a china shop. I like it. He can do everything but shoot.
Right.
New Orleans is on the clock at pick 23. Who'd I take last time for New Orleans? Does it show me? Jakachonis. So we already got their guard. Their do-it-all guard. This is probably a good spot to take a swing on Colin Murray-Boyles.
Next to Zion?
As Zion's replacement. It's Zion insurance.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, not next to Zion. No. I really, because it is a struggling fit. I don't see it next to Misi either, so I can't actually pick him. Let's go Walter Clayton Jr.
Ooh, more shooting.
More shooting. Can never go wrong with more shooting.
More guys who can't pass. You hear that, Jordan Poole? You have competition. Competition. 24th pick. The Thunder really don't have to do this, but I am going to do it anyway because this is a good spot for him. Speaking of Colin Murray-Boyles, come on down, dude.
Colin Murray-Boyles, you are a Thunder.
That defense would be insane, dude.
He'd fit right in on defense, that's for sure. The Orlando Magic with the 25th pick take Yager Denman because they want another guard that can't shoot. I'm actually going to take Liam McNeely because they do need shooting. So I am taking Liam McNeely. Brooklyn back on the clock.
Jesus. So Jeremiah Fears, Carter Bryant, Adu Thoreau. We're going to go Nick Claxton insurance, and we're going to go Ryan Kalkbrenner.
Ryan Kalkbrenner. I picked 26? Holy crap.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, you are high on Kalkbrenner.
I'm getting insurance.
That's right. We need sponsored by that insurance company. Come on down. Is Brooklyn up again?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Oh, dude, my good Lord.
There's no way they can use all that. There's no way, especially when it's four non-lottery picks.
It's no unbelievable. Way. Yeah, unbelievable.
Four outside of the top 18. You can't, no. You can't sit here and look me in the eye and tell me you're going to use all of those picks. You are trading them.
They're trading up.
Picks, yeah. You're going to either trade back and accumulate more picks for some weird reason. You're going to trade for a player in the next 24 hours, or you're going to trade up. You can't look me in the face and say you're going to use all those picks, Mr. Sean Marks. You're just not doing it. You are not
right.
Doing it. I will look. I will tell you this to your face if you're watching. There's no way. There's no way you can do that.
No, I agree with you, but I'm taking Hugo Gonzalez as an upside developmental piece with that athleticism and his ability to get better at shooting. Put him with those previous picks you had to continue working on building a core. The Boston Celtics, do they own this pick?
Yeah, they do.
Okay, who are they taking at 28?
They didn't trade it away. At least, let me double check this dumb tweet again. How many times do I have to look at my phone for this?
A lot.
Yeah, they still have it.
Okay. Who do you like for them?
Ooh, so now, can you scroll down? I want to see their depth chart again just to refresh my puny brain. Jrue Holiday's gone, real GM.
Drew's gone, Kristaps is gone. They got a hole at guard, and they got a hole at center.
This wouldn't be a pick that I would typically do because I... I am going to go... Actually, no. I'm going to go Tyrese Proctor. I'm going to keep it simple.
I like that. That's actually a good... He's got a high floor.
I was going to go somewhere else with that.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to.
All right, let me find him here. There he is. Pick 29. Phoenix
Suns.
Back on the clock.
They took Sorber and are simulated.
It's still saying they need a center on this thing.
Oh, yeah, because remember, it was Houston.
Oh, that's right. That's right. So they got Sorber. They need a better guard. I'd take a swing on Jaeger at this point, for sure. So I'd take Jaeger. Okay.
All right.
The clip joint. Pick 30.
I don't know what I want to do here. I don't love this how this board felt to me. If I am being completely honest, I am going to go Jhené Brown.
Ooh. Okay. Didn't expect that. And we're into the second round, Matt. Is this where we stop, or are we going to just rapid fire pick people?
We can stop here.
Yeah, I'm good too. You need to get some sleep. That's it for us today, guys. The trades completely trashed our mock draft, but I appreciate you sticking with us. Here's the recap. Flag, Harper, Edgecombe, Johnson, Bailey, Knipple, Yakachonis, Fears, Malawach, Fleming. And then we have Jay Sorber, Seraph, Queen, Clifford, Cowherd, Noel Wolf, Bryant, Nolan Troré, Behringer, Thoreau, Clayton Boyles, McNeely, Kalkbrenner, Gonzalez, Proctor, Demon, and Broom. So thank you for sticking with us. Don't forget to like and subscribe. We'll see you on playback.tv/5RSN. On draft night, which is tomorrow at 8 p.m., be there. We'll see you next time.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.